Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything, I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, boys and girls. It's Tuesday, and here we are with another edition of The Probo Show. It's 8:30 Central European Time. A big good morning to my angelic podcast listeners. I know you're out there. Thank you so much for downloading and rating the podcast. You guys rock, man. A big good morning to BTI, Vero, and Eugene, among others, silently watching the stream. Welcome to the audience. If you want to join our live audience, you can do that at twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. Good morning. Okay, Vero says, good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. Eugene says, hi, guys. Mr. Cruzando's here. Good morning, guys. Morning, Rob and friends, says Born to Iron Man. The Bridge says, good morning. My God, the gang is all here. All right, let's get on with the most controversial show on Vaughan Radio, shall we? Here we go. I asked 100 humans this morning to name something you don't learn at school. Nombra algo que no aprendes en la escuela. Something you don't learn in school, at school. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out why a school district is concerned about a fundraiser. A fundraiser, it's algo para recaudar fondos. It's like a charity thing, right? A fundraiser. But they're worried a school district, or el distrito escolar, a place in the US, is worried about this fundraiser. And we'll find out why in the second half of the show. In the first half, a good unpopular opinion today. Good unpopular opinion today. Formal education is overrated. La educación formal está sobrevalorado. Oh, valorada. Oof, Natch, autocorrect. Yeah. See, that's because you're an awesome teacher.
Nivelazo.
See, the Natch brings it every day. Every single day, he's bringing it. I'm a vehicle for his amazing teaching ways. Natch, I have to work on your... Have you been working on my recommendation on LinkedIn? You know, right? You haven't even thought about it. Yeah, I've been thinking about yours. How to phrase it. You know, how I'm going to say the right things, Natch, you know? Is there anything in particular you want me to focus on?
No. Algo sencillo.
Something simple.
Something simple.
Yeah. You've come to the right place, Natch. Because I am, if anything, a simple man. Bear that in mind as you're listening to the news. Okay. One thing, if we've both learned one thing this week, Natch, let it be that we never talk about whales again. Ningún noticia más sobre las ballenas. No way. All right, let's get into the show, shall we, guys? Carmen's with us as well. She says, good morning, everybody. All right. In the news, I'm here, you're here, Natch is here. Let's see what's going on in the world, shall we? Wow, I've actually got quite a lot of news today. I'm going to try and cherry-pick some of the most interesting things. First, an interesting article I came across from Business Insider with regards to the author, Cory Doctorow. He says he has a theory about why all tech and social platforms eventually decline. It's a theory that kind of talks about the life cycle of tech companies or social platforms, things like that. El autor, Cory Doctorow, tiene una teoría sobre por qué todas las plataformas tecnológicas y sociales acaban declinando. Cory Doctorow, a Canadian-British author, has developed a theory, and this is why this piece of news stuck out to me, developed a theory called enshittification. The enshittification. It's, you know, I'm sure you can even appreciate that. Enshittification. It even translates well. To explain why tech platforms deteriorate over time, he argues that these platforms initially attract users with beneficial features, but eventually prioritize their own interests over those of the users and market participants. This process involves three stages. First stage, attracting users with appealing services. Locking them in by eliminating competition and consolidating the market. And then exploiting the locked-in user base to attract more revenue and data. He points out, the author points out, that even major companies like Apple are not immune to this trend, as seen in the backlash against changes to its App Store in response to the EU's Digital Markets Act. He suggests that while platforms may try to rebrand or shift focus, here I think he's mentioned it, he's really thinking about Meta or Facebook transitioning into Meta, there is a natural limit to how long they can continue these practices without facing significant backlash. I mean, is that not the truest thing you've ever heard? That is exactly what happened with MySpace. It's what happened with Yahoo. It's what happened with Facebook. I mean, Facebook, we're not going to kid each other, right? Facebook is in decline. Like, fewer and fewer people are using it. Why? Well, they locked us in first. They attracted us there because it was a great place to upload our photos. Do you remember back in the day, Natch? When did you join Facebook? Were you an early adopter?
No. I don't remember.
Like, I joined Facebook when it was just basically a place to upload photos and share photos on a wall. And then slowly, you, the user, start to become the product, right? It transitions from a service into a service for you, the user, into a service for advertisers, where you are the product. It's a fascinating article about the enshittification, according to Cory Doctorow, of technology platforms. Again, I will post the link in my Patreon. You guys should explore it. It's a fascinating read. Let's see what people are saying. Good at being simple, eh? Says the bridge. I'm an expert at being simple. What I would like you all to remember listening to the show is that I am a self-confessed idiot. Try not to take anything I say overwhelmingly seriously. Okay. All right, let's see. Acaban debilitándose rather than declinando, says Carmen. Can we get a nivelazo for Carmen killing?
Nivelazo.
The bridge, enshittification. I can't say that on the radio. I can say it in English, but not in Spanish, Bridge, but thank you. Thank you for the translation. All right, next piece of news, shall we? Here's a fascinating story from the world of medicine, okay? A man in remission from blood cancer and HIV after a remarkable treatment. Hombre en remisión de cáncer y de sangre y VIH tras tratamiento notable o sorprendente. A man in California, Paul Edmonds, has achieved remission from both blood cancer and HIV, marking a significant medical milestone. Unbelievable news. My best friend in 2016 passed away from blood cancer. So this is incredible news and it kind of touches me. Edmonds, 68, underwent stem cell transplant from a doctor carrying a rare genetic mutation known to resist HIV. This treatment provided by City Hope, a national cancer institute, has made him the fifth known person worldwide to be in remission from both conditions. Edmonds, who lived with HIV for 31 years, represents a case that underscores the potential for older adults with blood cancers to achieve HIV remission following reduced intensity chemotherapy and stem cell transplant treatments. Amazing news, man. Amazing news. It just seems to be we're on the cusp of so many medical breakthroughs, thanks to technology, thanks to certainly AI is playing its role. I don't know if I'll get into the medical news with regards to AI today, because there is some quite impressive ones. But we're going to, in the next piece of news, cover something where AI has made leaps and bounds in another field. We're at the cusp of so much progress in science, where science and tech overlap in terms of medicine, in terms of productivity, in everything. Another news out there will paint a very dim picture of the world. But bear in mind, we're very much in a transitional period now, thanks to this technology. Stay calm, stay happy, You know, we're we are. I believe I'm a techno optimist. I believe we're moving towards better, a better world. Okay, let's do the final piece of news here, which is another amazing, really, really surprising piece of news from the world of science. Get this. AI solves the nuclear fusion puzzle for near limitless clean energy. La inteligencia artificial resuelve el rompecabezas puzzle. Dude, Natch, come on.
Vaya nivelazo.
You're going to say to me that that's not like the Olympic gymnast version of speaking, of language, that word. Rompecabezas de fusión nuclear para obtener energía limpia y casi ilimitada. Scientists at Princeton University have made a significant breakthrough in nuclear fusion energy by using artificial intelligence to predict and prevent plasma instabilities during fusion reactions. This advancement addresses a major challenge in harnessing nuclear fusion, often referred to as the holy grail of clean energy, due to its potential to generate vast amounts of energy without fossil fuels or hazardous waste. The AI model can recognize plasma instabilities in 300 milliseconds before they occur, allowing for real-time adjustments to maintain control over the plasma. This development follows follows the 2022 milestone by the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, which achieved the first net energy gain from nuclear fusion. It seems like, you know, we've been, I've certainly been all for renewable energy, right? You've heard me talk about wind, solar, wave, and it seems to be there is a new player in the game. Yeah, I guess if you're a bit more of a techno-skeptic, or you worry about our future with regards to the advent of intelligent AI, maybe this doesn't sound like great news to you. You're thinking, what? So this AI is just controlling this nuclear fusion with no one in control? I don't know. For me, this sounds like our energy problem is, I think, our generation's, or possibly the next generation's, going to be their big problem. That and clean water. Free, limitless energy goes a long way to solving that problem. The researchers believe this new AI application could lead to the grid-scale adoption of nuclear fusion energy, significantly impacting clean energy production. The findings were published in the journal Nature, highlighting the potential for more manageable and efficient nuclear fusion reactions. That, I believe, came from The Independent today. Fascinating news. A good friend of mine, Pedro, who quite often joins us in the audience, he works in this field, so I'm sure he's already on top of this. Amazing news. Let's see what the chat is saying. Rob, you are going to outwit Christabel at this rate. I doubt that. I'm not capable of outwitting much, Bridge. All right, let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, my friends, it is unpopular opinion time. What is an unpopular opinion? It's a brain fart, basically. Un pedo cerebral, un pedo mental, una rayada. I share it with you on my social media. You vote there. But the real decision makers are the people who join us live in the audience. There are plenty of you there. Today's unpopular opinion is formal education is overrated. La educación formal, would you say that? La educación formal, formal education, está sobrevalorada. Formal education is overrated. Did you go to university? Did you go to college? Did you, what was your experience like at school? If you did go into higher learning, do you feel like you got your money's worth? I've heard several answers to this from several people. I've got to be honest with you. I'm one of the few people I know that is actually working in the field that they went to university for. Like, I studied business administration and media with a focus on radio. literally everybody else I know is that I know from university is working in a different field. If you were to ask them, did they get their money's worth from the investment in their university career, what would they say? And isn't higher education about more than purely what we learn there? Is it not a lot more about networking, making lifelong friends? But is that really worth the investment? It's a fascinating discussion. We're going to get into it in a second. Vero here says, true, there are other types of education that are as acceptable as the formal education. Many people are educated at home, and with some nuances, this education doesn't differ much from a formal one. Also a true story there, what Vero just said. It's true. For many, many years, I made my living outside of my chosen field of study. You know, I've worked in TV production. I currently work in TV production. I'm a freelance consultant in terms of content marketing. None of these things I really learned at university. That was all independent study on my part, independent learning. And I made a career out of that. So how can it be that we invest tens of thousands of euros, dollars, pounds in something that doesn't really pay off? When I was at school, I was fed the myth that you go to university, you're guaranteed a job, Natch. Did you believe the same thing?
In the past. Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Claro. And then you quickly discover that's not the case. In fact, there are kids in school and in college now probably studying for jobs that won't exist in the next few years. So that's today's debate. Formal education is overrated. Good morning, guys. Oh, Rob, looking sharp. Thank you. Yeah, I've decided to up my wardrobe game. Thank you, Sam, for noticing. If you can't see what I'm wearing, don't worry about it. You're not missing much. But you can join me live if you want to, and all the amazing people in the audience at twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. That's Bohemio Profesional, pero en inglés. All right, let's get into the pros and cons. I thoroughly tortured those poor elves this morning, and they gave me some pros and cons. Let's get into them now. In the pro column, agreeing that formal education is overrated. Okay, cost versus value. The rising costs of formal education, especially higher education, have led many to question its value. Student loan debt can be crippling. There is no guaranteed return on investment in terms of job placement or salary. I mean, that's the kind of myth that we were fed. At some point in April, I'm going to be visited by my second cousin, a young man named Joseph. I remember when he was at a transitional period in his life, post-education, deciding what he wanted to do. I said to him, you, sir, you need to go to university. It changed my life, and I believe it can change yours. He, being an intelligent young man, ignored that advice. Yeah, Rob, I know you. I'll take this one. And he did, instead of going to university, he did not an internship per se, but he learned a trade, got in at the bottom rung of a company and worked his way up and learnt on the job. He is doing really, really well for himself. And I doubt that would be the case if he'd have gone to university, because simply put, it's not a guarantee of anything anymore. In fact, I would just see it as another business now, going to university. That is just my opinion, though. Let's continue. A lack of practical skills. Critics argue that formal education often focuses too much on theoretical knowledge rather than practical skills applicable in the real world. This can leave graduates ill-prepared for actual job demands and life changes. What was it you studied, Natch? Biology? Agricultura or something like that, right?
I studied environmental science.
Environmental science. Sorry, my bad. Do you think that was the case for you? Do you think you were ill-prepared for a career in environmental science when you left?
Not really.
No?
No.
I kind of was. Now, like post-university, when I actually got into the real world and worked in real media organizations, I very, very quickly learned that speed is is usually valued higher than quality. You know, I mean, creativity isn't often valued as much in the real world. Like there are in several areas, I feel like university left me ill prepared for the real world. I don't know what the case was like for you out there, guys. Let's see what people are saying in the... Let me finish the pros and cons. Innovation and entrepreneurship. Many successful entrepreneurs and innovators did not complete formal education or pursued unconventional educational paths. This suggests that real-world experience and self-directed learning can be as valuable, if not more so, than a formal education. I have made, personally, probably around 1,000 episodes of TV. I'm talking about me personally, filming to edit to delivered. I never studied TV production. How did I learn? You know, about 1,000 hours worth of YouTube videos and another 9,000 of doing it. They say 10,000 hours to become an expert in anything. And that self-guided learning actually set me on a career path that I'm very, very happy with. Next and final part in the pro column, one-size-fits-all approach. Formal education systems are often criticized for their one-size-fits-all approach. That means kind of like there is one solution for everyone and it's the same solution. It doesn't matter how different you might be, how different you learn. You know, we have this way of doing things and you adapt to that. We don't adapt to you. One-size-fits-all. So formal education systems are often criticized for their one-size-fits-all approach, which can stifle creativity and individuality. They may not cater to different learning styles or adapt to the unique needs and talents of each student. That's the pro argument, saying yes, it is. Formal education is overrated. Let's see what people are saying. Eugene says, true, in Russia they teach children mostly to love Putin and the government and to hate the United States and Europe. Oh. Well, that's not the case with you, Eugene. So hopefully there are more people in Russia that fall through the cracks. Let's see. Mr. Cruthando says, true, at least in Spain, so many people have a university degree that they work in other fields. Carmen says, I see what you mean, but there is no alternative thoroughly proven to be better, says Carmen. There's no alternative to formal education that is proven to be better. Proven, no, because self-guided learning usually comes without certificates, you know. I question, like when I interview someone for a job, you know, I spend way more time feeling out their actual abilities than I do looking at their curriculum. I'll be honest. And 9 times out of 10, a job interview is about whether there is a spark, any kind of social dynamic with that person to see if you can physically, if they would fit into the team well. Yeah, interesting perspective there from Carmen. Vero says, have you thought about coming to Europe to live? That's a question to Eugene. Con says, it's like 10 a.m. and I'm still in bed. Conman joining us from South Africa. All right, here we go. So those are the pro column. Let's get into the con, saying formal education is still valuable, if not more so than ever. A structured learning environment. Formal education provides a structured environment that helps students systematically acquire knowledge and skills. This structure is beneficial for foundational learning and critical thinking development. Is it true? Does formal education teach you critical thinking? Because from what I remember, and I don't know about you, Nachia, formal education was more about memorizing things and not thinking critically about everything, just memorizing a list of information that they give you, right? Let's continue. A credentialing system. Degrees and certifications from accredited institutions serve as important signals to employers about a candidate's knowledge and skills. In many professions, formal qualifications are a prerequisite for employment. Yeah, maybe for some kind of jobs, I guess. I would maintain the best way to get a job is having contacts, networking. Yeah, no. being the first person to apply because you have some kind of a contact there. Yeah, I mean, I understand. Yeah, would someone with a degree get an interview quicker? That could be. I mean, I'll be honest, the kind of jobs that I interview people for are usually very technical. So I want to see their hands-on work rather than a piece of paper that says they're good. I want to see a demo reel. I want to see them in action before I employ them. Okay, let's continue. Socialization and networking. Okay, socialization and networking. Schools and universities are not just about academics. They also serve as important venues for socialization, networking, and developing interpersonal skills. Final point, formal education often includes exposure to a broad range of subjects, encouraging well-rounded education, and this can foster a deeper understanding of the world. All right, friends, I'm going to ask you guys to vote here. This is your turn. No one cares about my opinion. We care about yours. Formal education is overrated, true or false? Guys, so many things you could have been doing this morning, an infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probohemian, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Probo Show. Currently 9 a.m. Central European time. I don't know what time it is for you beautiful, angelic podcast listeners, but wherever you are, whatever time it is, welcome. We're in our second half of today's show. If you've just tuned in, boy, you missed some things. We spoke about the enshittification of technological and social platforms, an interesting theory about the life cycle of these tech and social platforms, according to author Cory Doctorow. A Canadian-British author. Really is a fascinating read. I do encourage you find the link for that one. If you don't want to look for it, go to my Patreon right there. Also, we looked at a man in remission from blood cancer and HIV after a remarkable treatment, a stem cell transplant, basically. I think mixed with chemo, if I read correctly. But fascinating, the fifth person to be in remission from HIV. I mean, it's an incredible medical breakthrough. So congratulations to him. And to all of us, really. I mean, geez. Any kind of technological or medical advance is in the net benefit, right? For all of us. Let's see. And finally, AI solving nuclear fusion or a nuclear fusion puzzle. Helping predict plasma instabilities with 300 milliseconds or 300 milliseconds before they occur, leading to a more controlled nuclear fusion. Could we be looking at the birth of near limitless clean energy thanks to nuclear fusion? I believe we could be. But hell, what do I know? While we're talking about me knowing nothing, let's get into today's unpopular opinion, which is formal education is overrated. Let's see what people are saying in our audience right now. So Vero asked Eugene, why doesn't he come to live in Europe? Eugene says, no, I love my country, but I hate the government. I hope Russia will be free. I can't comment, Eugene. I don't live there. But yeah. I do think about you often, actually, when I'm reading the news and things. Just chin up, stay safe, and that goes to everybody, really, independent of what country you're in. Next chat message I see, Mr. Cruthando. I think there are jobs that want you fully qualified, like GP, dentist, nurse, and engineer. Wow, Mr. Cruthando, can we get him probo approved?
Probo approved.
Would you go to a doctor without a medical degree? Probably not, right? Probably not. You know, when I go back to my dentist, I'm going to start checking out those certificates on his wall. I'm sure he's got some. I'm sure he's got a finance degree, Natch. Because the amount of money I've lost for zero results. Yeah, you wouldn't go to a... Brilliant comment from Mr. Kruthander. You wouldn't go to a doctor without a medical degree. You wouldn't go to a lawyer without a law degree. There are jobs and there are jobs, right? Brilliant comment there from Mr. Kruthander. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, you get the highest of probo proof for you. Carmen says, in order to think better... to think of a better educational system, we need to make significant changes in society and not the other way around. Okay, interesting. She's saying we need to change society before education. We live in a world dominated by consumerism and capitalism, and it directly impacts the educational system. It is all very complex to discuss in a little while. Yeah, it's true. I mean, if you've heard me talk, you've heard me say, you know, if you want to improve every single school, if you want to make the biggest improvement in education for everybody, you stop having private schools. Everybody goes to public schools. You see how much public schools will improve when rich people send their kids to them. Do you know? I mean, that's just an opinion, guys, but... But yeah, I semi-agree with Carmen. However, I do kind of deep down believe the other way around. I think, you know, we will change society by improving education, not the other way around. But that's just, an opinion of mine. Vero, I remember when I was in Russia in 2000, everyone was excited about Putin's arrival. It seems to have gone to his head, and it's very scary, says Vero. Let's see. Adam's here. Rob in a suit. How are you? He says, I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you, Adam. I have a school in an hour, so I won't stay for too long, sadly. I'm happy for every second you spend with us, Adam. Carmen, exactly, Rob. That's what I was thinking. Sam says, have you ever had to show your diploma? In Spain, no one ever did, at least to me. I have never. I mean, I have it. My mum has. I've got a first in from Manchester University, one of the big three in the UK, in business admin and media. And I've never, ever shown it. It's sat on my mum's wall in a frame. I was the first person in my family to go to university. And the way things are looking, probably the last, you know? If I had a kid, I certainly don't think I'd be encouraging them to go to university. Because I think about the crippling debt they'll be in afterwards. You know, and what does the world really need? You know, where are you going to go? Study marketing or something? You know, what the world needs, if you're a plumber, you've got a great life right now. If you're a locksmith, if you're an electrician, yeah, you know, I think the world needs more trades. It certainly doesn't need more people like me, middle-aged men who feel like they're in in command of the truth, just talking nonsense, you know? I would say, yeah, I don't know. If I had a kid, I probably wouldn't encourage him to go to university. I'm going to be honest. Okay, I did get some, here we go. Yeah, I agree. If debt is the price of college, then it's not worth it, says Adam. Yeah. Let's get into some comments I got from on Instagram. I got one from our good friend of the show, Nessa Finessa, one from Lena, Derek, Tony, and Pryor. We got a lot of messages today. It's a fascinating subject, and people have everyone has a different take on it. Because it's interesting, no one would deny that you wouldn't go to a doctor without a medical degree. But when it comes to TV production, when it comes to a whole host of other jobs, you wouldn't care less as long as they were proven to be proficient. So Noemi says, talent could be more considered than formal education when doing job interviews. I agree with that. For me, it is when I'm hiring. And then Nessa says, very much you learn to pass exams and sometimes truly don't learn anything. Lena, formal education is overrated. I dropped out, learned coding online, and now I run my own app. Lena, make me an app for the Probo Show. We need one. Derek, I have to disagree. Formal education provides a structured foundation for education. Tony, from my perspective, college isn't for everyone. I learned more useful stuff fixing cars with my uncle. There you go. Like, if you... you wouldn't care if your mechanic had an engineering degree or not. What you care about is probably word of mouth, other customers' past experiences. You know, there are jobs and there are jobs. Priya, I never know if I'm pronouncing your name right. I see both sides, but education is more than just job preparation. It's exposure to new ideas, cultures, and challenging what we think and what we know. All right. Woo! It's a hot one. So I asked people on Instagram, Natch, how do you think they voted on Instagram?
True.
I would have honestly assumed true too. They actually said false. 52% false. Said, no, it's not overrated. I was prepared for another popular, unpopular opinion, and I was wrong. Although, you know, by the rules of this show, we consider anything below 55% 50-50. You know, because a lot of people vote on these things. I did post the poll here in chat. How do you personally feel about this, Natch?
I thought true, absolutely true. Mm-hmm. Until that comment.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true as well.
Mr.
Cruzando, yeah. Nice comment, because it's the truth.
Yeah,
it's depending on the subject.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can be a sound technician without having a degree in a university, but you cannot be a doctor.
Exactly.
It's true.
Exactly. I mean, there are jobs and there are jobs, right? How much would it cost? I mean, I know how much it costs me to study business admin and media, right? A hell of a lot of money. And I probably, yeah, was it worth the cash? That's the question here, isn't it? For me, at least. I mean, if you do a marketing degree, do you think you really gonna earn that the money you invest back? Right? If you do a degree in, you know, environmental science, is environmental science going to pay that money back for you? Sports technology, my university, there was performing arts. Do you think those people got their money's worth? It's a fascinating subject, right? Because we don't tend to think of education in financial terms, but I tell you who does think of education in financial terms. Educational institutions. They do. So maybe it's time we should too. And think about the return on our investment. If you were a doctor, if you were a lawyer, if you were a dentist, you are going to get financially, you're going to get paid more than your average person. We would hope, at least, anyway. I know that could be quite a controversial subject or controversial things to say. But lawyers tend to be quite well paid. Doctors, you know. I know nurses and people lower down the chain in medicine, they do deserve a lot more than they get. Something we've often said in the show. But if you've studied to become a surgeon, you are probably getting your money's worth. But what about those people who study that and then choose to diverge from that, or people who studied other subjects? Did they really get their money's worth? I certainly wouldn't want to be treated by a doctor or have surgery by someone without a medical degree. So it makes this this topic a lot more complex than we would originally have on the surface thought. But let's see what you guys thought. So I made the statement, formal education is overrated. And you guys, our audience, said 83% true. Yeah. Let's see what, let's finish off with our chat's thoughts here. University is a business, that's all it is, but with an enormous potential to make things change. The bridge says, oh no, but Rob, you talk nonsense awfully well. Thank you, Bridge. I appreciate that. Adam, I really need your advice. I'm going to computer science speciality in AI, and I'm thinking of dropping out in the middle. If you spend 3 years of your experience in marketing online and do the same 3 years in college, you will get hired for experience. Yeah. Sadly, you know, in most cases, experience trumps a college degree. For me. for me personally, Adam. So take what I say with a grain of salt. Carmen says students are becoming clients, and that is the problem with public university. It's how it has switched to become an education company. It infuriates me, says Carmen. Yeah, me too. I'm with you. Mr. Cruzando, getting a degree in Spain is really cheap, says Mr. Cruzando. All right. Okay, so what are my thoughts on this? Well, look, I will close this by just saying, look, do I regret the money I invested in my higher education? Not one bit. It changed my life. I went at an older age. I had probably a different experience from my colleagues at the time. I learned more than just media and business. I also, you know, learned a lot about myself, about communication. I quit drinking, and I really took advantage of the time I spent there. I made lifelong friends, and I literally changed the trajectory of my life. But I honestly do feel that anything in life is what you make of it, and I think the same goes for higher education. All right. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He'd say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. All right, my friends. And by the way, thank you. Great, great work. Great comments in the chat there. Mr. Cruzando, you, I think you won the day with the comments today. That was great. and thanks to everyone else. Carmen, I share your frustration. And Adam, yeah, I hire based on experience, usually, you know, which is probably unfair. Unless I meet someone who's very, very junior and I'm looking to fill a junior position. Okay, let's continue. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something you don't learn at school. Nombra algo que no aprendes en la escuela. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I am in possession of the top seven answers. Your job in the audience is to identify those top seven answers. I will very quickly, before going to Natch, thank Africa, Vero, Materia Oscura, B. Lopez, Juan Carlos Vera, La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Raz, a.k.a. Rosa, Nessa Finessa, Mushki, Zed, Adam, Dave, Pedro, McVia, Carmen, and many more for interacting on Instagram. All right, Natch, what's something they don't teach you in school?
I don't know how to say it, domestic finances or something? Like,
yeah, okay, like
economics.
We'd say like probably budgeting, presupuesto, budgeting. You know, and that can incorporate a lot of things, from how taxes work, like Materia Scura on Instagram, to how savings work. Budgeting is budgeting. Money management, says Rosa on Instagram. Anyone in chat say that? How to save money, says Eugene. Is budgeting there? Yes, it is. Well done, Natch. Ten of 100 humans said budgeting. It is in fourth place. Well done, sir. Got some good answers on Instagram. How to fail and learn from it, says Africa. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. It's true. They don't teach you that. Anyway, let's see. Let's see what our audience is saying. Salaries. Yeah. Mr. Cruzando says getting a degree in Spain is really cheap. And Sam says, so are salaries. True story. I was actually having a conversation with an American friend of mine last night. He lives in North Carolina. And he earns a lot of money, but the cost of living is so high out there. And I said, like, from what you alone earn, you could support three families in Europe. You know. Anyway, let's continue. To save money, says Eugene Good. Dealing with failure, says Mr. Cruzando, which is very similar to what Africa says. Dealing with failure. McVia kind of says emotions, dealing with your emotions. Failure. With this kind of... Dealing with failure. No, I can't give it to you. I'm sorry. It's kind of very, very close to other answers that I have here, but it's not exactly the same. I can't give you that one. I am sorry. Okay, let's take a look at what people say are saying on Instagram for a second while the chat catches up. Some good answers, like Adam here says, time management, money management is there. People skills, says La Chica de la Segunda Fila. People skills. We would call that maybe networking. You know, there's a big aspect of social skills that they don't teach you at school, and that is creating relationships, not based on perhaps friendship, but more on professional success. Networking. Is networking there? Yes, it is. Well done. That's a win for our friends on Instagram. Let's see, what else do we have? In Russia, the true history of the country. Okay, it's not there, obviously, Vero. Eugene, thanks for sharing, though. Okay. B. Lopez says cooking. Cooking. Is cooking there? Yes, it is. Well done. Third most popular answer. Cooking is there. Did you not learn cooking in school, Natch?
No.
Irony of all ironies. At British schools, we had home economics and they taught us how to cook. And now I live on frozen pizza. So there you go. If that's not a scathing indictment of the education system, I don't know what is. All right, let's see what else we have. How to get a job, how to manage a house, says Sam. I think that's probably budgeting and networking, which we've already had, but great answers, Sam. Great answers all the same. You know what I'm seeing a lot? How to fail and learn from it, people skills. Maybe we could mash a bunch of those together and say empathy. They don't teach you empathy in school. You know, that's something you very much learn outside of school when you're interacting with kids. Is empathy there? Yes, it is. Well done. So, yeah, for all of you who are saying things like that, social skills, emotions, I'm seeing it on Instagram. Those are there. Dave says finances, basic budgeting and credit files, which leads to a lot of 18-year-olds building up huge debt. An amazing comment. That's from Cousin Dave. Real life, says Mushki, and values, says Pedro. How to face depression and mental health issues, says Carmen. That's an interesting point. How to face depression and mental health issues. Maybe we could call that self-care. Autocuidado. Is self-care there? Yes, it is. Well done. And you know what? I do see a lot of people saying kind of people skills, emotional intelligence. There is another side to networking, which is the side that deals with not with making relationships for financial motivations, but for making friendships for emotional ones. So I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you relationships too. It's there. There is one more answer. Oh, my God, and Mr. Cruthando out of nowhere in the audience says parenting. Mr. Cruthando is there, and it's the number one answer. Well done, guys. Very quickly, let's go through the list. I asked 100 humans to name something that you don't learn in school. In position number
7,
we had networking. Conexiones, maybe. I don't know how you'd say networking. I think in Spanish you just say networking, no?
I think so,
yeah.
Yes.
In position number
6,
we have self-care, autocuidado. In position number
5,
relaciones, relationships. In position number
4,
presupuesto, budgeting. In position number
3,
12 of 100 humans says cooking, la cocina, cocinando. I don't know. In position number
2,
empatía. And finally, in position number
1,
38 of 100 humans, congratulations to you, parenting. Sam says there should be a license for parenting. Uni would be a good way to get it. All right, let's move on to complete the news.
Complete the news.
Okay, my friends, it's time for Complete the News. I'm going to give you a new, real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some important information. Your job in the chat is to identify the missing information from the three options I give you. Okay. All right, let's get into this. Today's piece of news comes from, where does it come from? Newsweek. No, it doesn't come from Newsweek. I'll find it later. So today's piece of news comes from an American publication. I know that. It's from Oklahoma, this piece of news. A place called Deer Creek. So the Deer Creek News School District responds after a video shows students blank for a fundraiser. So there's a video showing students doing something for a fundraiser. To collect money for charity. But what are they doing that would make the school district so worried? Is it A, sucking toes, chupando los dedos del pie? Is it B, is it licking, oh, sorry. Okay, so students licking blank. Is it A, toes, B, a frozen flagpole, un poste de bandera congelado, or is it C, licking a cactus, un cactus? A, B, or C? Deer Creek School District responds after a video shows students licking blank for a fundraiser. Is it A, toes? El Distrito Escolar Deer Creek responde después de un video muestra estudiantes blank para recaudar fondos. Is it A, toes, B, a frozen flagpole, or C, a cactus? A, B, or C? What do you think, Natch?
A.
You think A? Video shows kids licking toes for a fundraiser. Para recordar fondos. Okay, the chat is saying B. It's on. It's between Natch and the chat. Let's see who wins. Or do I win? Is it maybe C? Here we go. All right, here we go. El Distrito Escolar. The Deer Creek School District responds after a video shows students. The answer is A, licking toes. Congratulations, Natch. Yeah, the controversial fundraising event where a video showed students licking toes has got the attention of the Deer Creek School District. Well done, Natch. I don't know how you got that one. But congratulations to you. If you want to see that news, you can obviously find that on my Patreon. Guys, we've got no time for any more today. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. There is an infinite number of things you could have been doing this morning instead of doing those things. You took the time to spend some time with us, and it means the world. See you next time.